Hey, it's Ruby Ryder back with another short take. So here's a letter. Hey, Ruby, I gave your podcast episode to my partner to listen to, and she agreed to try pegging. So first of all, I'd love to say thank you. Unfortunately, the toy I bought was a little too large, so I have a smaller one on order. I found myself not knowing what to say in the moment, so wondered if I could ask you for a couple of examples of things you would have loved your partner to say to you during your first time. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. Okay, so first of all, I have to laugh. Your eyes were bigger than your ass. The toy you bought was a little too large. I don't know if that's the case, but I had to get a laugh out of that. So I'm not sure whether you were asking about in that moment when you discovered the toy was a little too big, what you would have said, or just in general. So the first answer I'm going to give you is just what to say in general. So the first time you do pegging, that whole role reversal thing is kind of wild. It's awkward. It's slightly uncomfortable. There are parts of it that are funny. So saying something that acknowledges that and sort of names it can really help. You know, I mean, you can even get the giggles sometimes because you don't know what the hell you're doing. You're not used to receiving. She's not used to giving. She's not used to fucking somebody with a strap on. So what would I have liked to hear? Wow, this is wild, isn't it? Something like that. Or, hey, you're doing a great job. This is all new to both of us, so let's just see what happens here. Something like that that sort of gives a little encouragement and at the same time names that role reversal awkwardness, if you will. And then no matter what happens, even like, you know, the toy was too big, so you had to stop, acknowledge that, hey, that was fun. And I, you know, too bad the toy was too big, but I can't wait until next time. And I hope you're up for it because that was really exciting for me. And I want to try this out and with the right toy and see what happens, that kind of thing. And what else would I have thought about hearing or wanted to hear on my first time? I think part of what I really enjoy hearing, no matter what I'm doing sexually, is how much my partner's enjoying it. Like, you know, you didn't get to the dildo part, but, you know, I can't tell you how exciting this is for me. This feels amazing. I'm so glad we're trying this. And also to be grateful. Thank you so much for being open to this. It means the world to me. That kind of thing. Because that encourages them, supports them. It, you know, acknowledges great gratitude and all of that. And all those are really important in the midst of all of that role reversal awkwardness. So I hope you have found or have received your order of the new toy and that things are going swimmingly. But yes, those are the things I love to hear. And remember, as a receiver, be a vocal receiver, you know, talk a little bit, make noises, be an active receiver. I can absolutely tell you that one of the most frustrating and unenjoyable things that happens when you peg somebody is if they just lay there, just they don't move, they don't say anything, they don't react, they just take it. You know, there could be some kind of play that you would have in a dominant, submissive, consensual, negotiated dynamic where you're saying you can't say anything, you have to lay there, you have to play like you're dead or you're still. It can be a role play thing. But if you're not doing something like that, just think about how satisfying it is to get a beautiful reaction, to get a loud reaction, to get an unexpected noise, you know, things like that. It is such a turn on for me and so enjoyable to have a responsive and loud bottom, if you will. I mean, not too loud, but you know what I mean. It's so enjoyable for me that is the kind of porn I look for. I don't look for pegging porn. Actually, I watch gay porn. I don't look for gay porn that doesn't fit into the category where one of the search words is loud or moaning, right? I put that in the search words because that is what I want to hear. And, you know, you can tell sometimes with the porn whether they're faking it or not, but yes, when it's real life and you're sitting there and you are doing something to your partner that is kind of awkward and unusual and brand new to you, Yes, you want to know if you're doing it right. And if you're doing something that's totally not right, a gentle correction, that type of thing. So I hope that helps, and I hope you're having a great time with the new toy. Here is one more letter. Here is my new toy, and this person gave me a link to a Fukina toy. And for those of you unfamiliar with Fukina, that is one of the very few people who sell on Amazon who are actually reputable. They have their own website, but when you want to buy something on their website, it takes you to Amazon. So all of their sales do go through Amazon, but they're fantastic toys. Anyway, this is the Fukina, F as in Frank, U-K-E-N-A. And he has linked to a toy called the Woodsman. Let me check the measurements on that. Okay, that's 8.5 inches insertable and 1 3/4 inches in diameter. So that is a fairly hefty toy. So he says, here's my new toy, links to that toy and says, what is the best lube that you suggest and sell for this? The first time my wife tried this on me, she couldn't get started. I tried it on myself in the shower with it stuck on the bench. Going slowly, I got it in, and after bouncing on it a while, I got around 5 inches in, and a minute later, I was done with really no pain. 3 or 4 days later, I did it again and got probably 6.5 inches in and felt great and hit parts I haven't hit since I was much younger, and I could hardly walk after that because I felt so weak. Long lead up, I want something really slick to allow it to slide in easier and faster. Best suggestion on lube, I've used elbow grease, H2O, Lube Life water-based, wet platinum, Lube Life silicone-based. Thank you for any suggestions. Also, do you have a low-rise harness that would put the dildo base where the wife could also enjoy it? Hey, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is foreplay. Some people, I think, when they do pegging, perhaps I'm imagining this, but I think it happens more often than I think, they just don't do foreplay a whole lot. And that is such an integral part of pegging for me that I can't imagine not doing it. But I know there's a lot of different ways that people initiate it and that people start out. You know, maybe you're responsible for opening up yourself. Maybe they're responsible for doing the foreplay. The point is if you're just kind of expecting your wife to be able to push in an 1 3/4 toy, that's a lot right off the bat with no foreplay. So I just want to mention that. Either you stretch your ass so that it's used to taking toys of that size really easily, fairly frequently, and that's one of the ways that you do it. I'll talk about that later. Or she or you prepare yourself beforehand as opposed to expecting that it's just going to go straight in. Now, I'm not sure that you were saying that, but I feel like I have to start there. Now, moving on. First, let me give you a few measurements here, or at least one important one, okay? The distance from the opening of your ass to the back of the rectal canal, which is where your body literally takes a right-hand turn, it's called the rectosigmoid junction, varies from person to person, that distance does, from 6 to 7.5 inches. So you are gently, hopefully, pushing past that. Some people really enjoy the feeling of pushing against that junction. There seems to be some disagreement or some lack of agreement on whether there's a true sphincter there. But the most important thing to realize is that your physiology does take a 90-degree turn right there. So you've got a pretty thick toy that you were pressing against that. And the Fukina toys, I'm fairly certain, are dual density. Let me check. Yes, they are, or at least the Woodsman is for sure. I'm not sure if all their toys are dual density, but that means that you've got that soft and squishy outer layer that's going to give you a little bit of forgiveness, so to speak, a little bit of squishiness. But this is why you shouldn't be really slamming that thing in there, which I'm sure you know. You know, you've described sinking down on it very slowly, and the next time you could get a little bit more in. But that's why I gave you that measurement, is because that is the internal physiology that you are dealing with this new big toy. I'm very happy that you got 6.5 inches in and that you felt weak and you could hardly walk, because I'm taking that as a good thing. So there's a few different lubes that I would really recommend. And the very first holy grail of lubes that I always recommend to people is Slickwood Silk. It is a hybrid lube. It's not going to hurt any of your silicone toys. I use it exclusively, and it hasn't hurt one of my toys ever. And I've got, like, I don't know, at this point, maybe 50, 60 dildos. Slickwood Silk is 12% silicone. And what that does is it gives you a little bit of cushion, but it also gives you that long-lasting slippery thing. So that is one option. Another option is X-Lube. X-Lube is a powdered lube that you mix up yourself, and it's the ultimate of slippery. In fact, it's a really good lube for doing deeper penetration, which is what you're actually doing with this toy, going deeper. Normally, what I recommend if you are just beginning to do depth exploration is a tapered, really flexible toy, like a hose sort of looking thing. And there's a couple of toys I would recommend for that. One, Squirt Peg Cells, which is kind of the gold standard. It's called the Slink. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. But also, there's a company called Hosed, which has a couple that are 15 inches and 18 inches long that have a pretty good price point. And the last one is Tantus sells a few as well, a couple of them. So I'll put links to all of those in the show notes just in case you want to take a look, because that is the best way to start depth play, okay? As opposed to something that's an inch and three quarters in diameter. Might take you a while to get that whole thing in there. Now, when you're getting fucked and when your body gets excited, I do believe that there is a certain extent to which things change shape. You can take a little bit of a deeper toy. Maybe it's that junction, that sphincter area opening up. It's hard to say because nobody's really done a study on this. But the point being, know what's in there, approach it carefully, and use the right toys and things. So what I recommend when people start doing depth exploration is that slippery lube, the X-Lube. One of the things to know about it is that you can only mix up as much as you're going to use, and you're not supposed to keep it because it doesn't have any kind of a preservative. And also, it's very, very, very stringy. In other words, it just strings everywhere. You apply some and it strings from your fingers to the toy to everywhere. So just expect that and kind of deal with it. But it is ultimately slippery. It's very, very slippery. So that is a great one if what you're looking for is something really slippery. And there's one more lube I'm going to recommend that actually has CBD in it. CBD is known to relax muscles, and whether it is, okay, I've got CBD in there, it's relaxing muscles because it's bringing more circulation to the area. That is one of the reasons that they think that it works. And maybe part of that is psychological. Oh, I put this in there so I can relax more and I can take more of the toy. Whatever, it does seem to really help in terms of relaxing muscles and allowing you to take bigger toys. The last thing I'm going to recommend to you, because we're not talking about the harness yet, is this new set of anal trainers, which I found. Now, this person wrote me a long time ago and told me about this new set of trainers that they have. And I have to make sure I pronounce this correctly. So hold on, let me check. It's funny, I say, okay, hold on. And you guys just keep listening, but, you know, I had to pause it here. So there is no guide as to how to pronounce this, but I think it's self-explanatory. It's called Silolis, S-I-L-O-L-I-S. That is how I would pronounce it, is Silolis. So this is a woman-designed set of anal trainers that really has a lot of thought behind it. I really highly encourage you to go take a look at that. Anybody who is interested in encouraging their anal sphincter to open up to take bigger toys, basically. They sell sets, and the sets are ingeniously designed. It has, the wands have two parts to each of them, and the parts differ very slightly. The one that is toward the tip of it, which goes in first, is smaller, and then it gets a little bit bigger on the one on the bottom. So it's almost like there's a little bit of a knot on the one on the bottom. So if you work with that, and then in between time, there's a plug that is the diameter of the bigger one. In other words, the neck of it is, not just the plug itself, because that is the key to keeping it open. And then the next wand will, it's like a stair-step approach. The next wand will have that larger from the first wand and then a step up further down on the wand. It's really well explained on the website, and they have a whole thing that leads you through how it works and how to use them. You can use just the wands, or you can use the wands and the plugs. You can do it any way you want. I'm also going to link to a post on the subreddit Straight Pegging of the mod that does the moderation with me, who started the whole thing, his experience with them and how he uses them, because he really recommends them highly and had a good experience with them. So I'm going to put a link to that for anal training. Yes, there are cones and things, but this is a set of plugs that can allow you to slowly but surely work at that with a minimum amount of time. And sinking down onto a cone, I always, you know, sort of wince at that, because I have seen videos of people who slip and go down on the cone all at once when they didn't mean to. That can just, it sets you up for a potential really bad injury. So I just shudder at the thought of that, right? As much as I recommend cones for training, if you ever get a cone, you have to make sure that you are settled and able to hold yourself for a long period of time. You're not going to slip. You have to be really careful about using it. Probably better to put it against a wall and back up against it in the shower or something like that. But you get my point. The Siloli sets, like I said, were designed by a woman who just basically wanted to have more comfortable anal sex. And I think they're freaking ingenious. And they do have a patent pending on the design, because it is really, I believe it is, quite clever. And sometimes when I hear people talking about anal training, you know, people say, well, just get a set of graduated butt plugs. The only time that your ass is going to stretch is when you put the butt plug in for a very short period of time, and then it's going to close around the neck. So you're not training your ass to take bigger things for a longer period of time. You're just using a bigger plug, and your ass can get it in once, and that's it. So I don't believe that graduated sets of butt plugs are a real good way to go for trying to train your ass to take bigger toys. So having said all of that, okay, because I know that the graduated anal training perhaps isn't a big deal to you, because you weren't mentioning that you couldn't get it in. Of course, you mentioned your wife couldn't get it in, but I suppose my concern is first and foremost that rectosigmoid junction. Apparently, there's probably two things going on here that we need to attend to. So I've told you about both of those. And the point about her not being able to get it in might be just as much about your ass isn't used to opening up that wide for that diameter of a toy as it is the slipperiness of the lube. So back to that CBD lube that is made by a company called Butters Hygienics. And I'm going to give you the link to that. Now, let's talk about a harness that can hold this down far enough so the base of the toy is over her bits, the all-important bits that can give pleasure. So whenever you're looking for a harness to do that, you're going to want to look for a two-strap harness. And there needs to be some sort of stabilizing part of it at the top of it. Probably the one that I would recommend, since you've got the Woodsman, and you have a, there are balls on that one, okay? That's one of the most important parts, because you have to think about the compatibility between the harness and the dildo. So this dildo has a suction cup on the bottom, and it has balls. Because it's a suction cup on the bottom, I'm not sure how much pleasure she's going to get from that, so there's one more thing I'm going to recommend. But first... let's talk about the harness. The Aslan Commando, I think, would serve you really well, because it's a very minimalistic harness. It's four straps that snap onto the O-ring, so you can use any size O-ring you want. The balls are going to be totally exposed. It's very adjustable because it's got a stabilizing strap across the top of it, which allows you to wear it way down low. But like I said, that suction cup is not going to give her that much stimulation, so Banana Pants makes a whole line of pads that fit on the back of the suction cup for her to rub against. Absolutely. And there's even one with a vibe insert. There's a couple of them with the vibe inserts. So I'll put the links to all of those in the show notes. And I think this is turning into more than a short take, but that is all of my recommendations here. I hope you have a great time with that toy. Like I say, Fukina toys are absolutely beautiful, and they're some of the more realistic toys. They seem really well made. People rave about them. So I will put the link for the Fukina website as well on the show notes. So I hope that answers all your questions, and thanks for sending those my way on Reddit. So tomorrow, when this short take is going to be released, will be December 15th. And I want you all to know that all three of my webinars are going to be going on sale, and meaning the whole package, the pegging premium pegging package is going to be going on sale. And that starts tomorrow until the end of the year, all three of them for $75. So normally they're $40 a piece, and all three of them, when you buy them together, are $99. So it's quite a discount. Please take advantage of that if that's something you think you would enjoy, or you know, you want to plan for the future. If you have all that educational material there, then you can meet a new partner anytime and have it right there ready to educate them. So there you go. So that sale is going to start tomorrow. I hope you all are having a wonderful weekend. And there you go. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Happy pegging and no shame.